Part 3.
You will hear a tutor and two students discussing preparations for a fieldwork project. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
So, today we're going to prepare the ground for the fieldwork project that you need to do for your midterm assessment. Last week I said that we'd start by looking at some of the positive and negative sides of fieldwork, and I asked David and Maria to begin the session by doing this.
Yes. We've decided to present these in the form of a table, and to do it by briefly comparing the strengths and weaknesses of fieldwork as against research in the laboratory.
That's a good idea.
Yes. So, first of all, the difference between the two methods. Research in the field, and by that we mean research in what's termed a real-life situation, is, well, a lot of family research, for example, is field-based, because you need to have your subjects behaving as they would normally. I guess when we think of lab research, we often think of medical research or psychological tests.
Yes, the lab's good for this because you need to make sure that you know exactly what people are doing. So this is a major strength of lab work, which we've highlighted. The lab provides a controlled environment.
Yeah, you can really make sure that the variable that you want to study is isolated. You can keep all the others under control.
The other big strength of the lab is that you might need things. For example, a running machine if you're doing an experiment on fitness.
Or medical machinery.
There's no limit, really, to the amount of technical equipment that you can have in a lab.
So that's another strength.
But there are a few negatives to lab experiments, and the main ones for us were what we've called the ecological validity. This refers to the false nature of lab experiments.
And another problem is that in the field, you can pick and choose your subjects, but you have to ask people if they'll participate in the lab.
Which means that you only get subjects who are willing to take part. And the big question then is, will this have an impact on the research findings? So that's the second main weakness of lab research.
With field research, the main advantage is that the ecological validity is improved because the surroundings aren't specially designed in any way. But there are certain drawbacks, and they're quite big ones.
Yeah, it's much harder to keep some effects that you don't want out of the experiment.
If you want to examine the effects of noise on sleep, say, this would be tricky because you never know what noises are going to occur outside a lab.
In the lab, you can control the noise.
Right.
And finally, big disadvantage, though a lot of wildlife researchers do amazingly well with this, it can be really hard when it comes to setting up the whole experimental area.
There's all the issues like how long you leave things like cameras, recorders, that kind of thing there, once they've been set up, how it's looked after and so on.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
Thanks. That's a very clear overview. So, we're going to do some fieldwork research that doesn't require very much equipment, but it does, like much research of this kind, involve the production of a questionnaire. There is a new housing estate here, and we're going to find out how people feel about living there.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Now, before we start talking about questionnaire design, let's consider all the practical things that have to be done when you administer a questionnaire.
Are we going onto the street to interview people?
I'm not very keen on that.
Why?
Well, people can be quite hostile, can't they?
Well, you'll be relieved to hear, Dave, that we're going to visit people in their homes.
Oh.
So, what do you need to consider first?
Things like deciding which residents to interview.
Exactly. And you can't just do it in a random way, you know, go out and deliver it and think you'll remember who had one.
And presumably you can't cover all the occupants, that would be too many. So do you have to write down which households have been given a questionnaire?
Yes. And the best thing is to set up a database to do this.
And the collection. I guess you need to think about how long to leave it with them.
Oh, but aren't we going to do it with them at the door?
Well, your input might influence them then. It's better if they complete them on their own.
Oh, I see.
So, when you design the questionnaire, you need to have an idea about the sort of information you want and how long you want to give them to respond.
Like how well they get on with their neighbours. They wouldn't know that straight away, would they?
No. So, you have to give them long enough to find out. Okay, now let's go on to the questionnaire design, I think. Now, this is a really important...
That is the end of part 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.